When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Well, you, sir, just shared one of your my hidden talents. The
we're on already.
Guessing of the time at any given point of day. How good are you at guessing the time at any given point of day?
Yeah, like if you haven't looked at the clock for a long time.
Yep.
Try to guess. I'm usually within 15 minutes.
Yeah, me too.
15, 20 minutes.
I think, is that like an old, I'm not saying you're old or I'm old,
well,
but
I
is that
old.
A, is that an old guy kind of thing?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Yeah. I mean, getting up. 15 minutes for the billable hours?
What's that?
Plus or minus 15 minutes for the billable hours?
Yeah,
that
I always round up to the 15
minutes. Yeah, exactly.
You got to.
Ask Adam anything.
You got it.
This is my first chance at asking Adam anything. All right.
Welcome to the club.
Thank you. So I'm going to start with.
All right.
Earlier, I was talking about my unguarded optimism. And frankly, man crush that I have on J.J. McCarthy to the point where I'm trying to see every single pass he throws at practice. I'm putting huge amounts of stock into everything.
Yeah.
And I believe that it's my only concern for A.J. isn't that he's going to be great. J.J. is that he's going to get hurt.
Right.
That's it. So do you also think that he's the savior the Vikings have been waiting for all
you
these
know,
years?
I was thinking about this just the other day and the fact that, okay, I am a football fan, I like to know, I like to think I know a little bit about the game, but I'm wondering, is this hype for J.J. McCarthy, is it similar to other quarterbacks that the Vikings have drafted in the past? And that we're just, it's more hype now because the game itself continues to just get more and more hyped. I like to believe that the young man is a special talent. And I think it more so has to do with, certainly he's got the talent, but we've seen, it's like finding that special sauce of what makes a quarterback great in college and then great in the National Football League, which is such, there's so few of them.
It's the reason why I'm so.
Okay, what is
the
it?
The reason why is because there's a lot of, like for example, Caleb Williams is mechanically not a good quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just out there winging it on his athletic ability.
Right.
J.J. McCarthy, for example, Dan Orlovsky on ESPN, who's really good at breaking down quarterbacks himself.
I agree.
Remember the famous guy
stepped out of the end zone.
But he's a really good commentator, and he really studies the film. And last year, the number one guy he liked that he said he would have picked first was Jaden Daniels.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he was right about that.
Absolutely.
And he basically says the same thing about J.J.
Wow.
He says J.J. and Chase Daniels is also breaking down his film. J.T. O'Sullivan online is breaking down his film. It's all about his footwork. What I'm looking for is do they have the right footwork and the right anticipation?
Mm-hmm.
That J.T. O'Sullivan always says, because every play has like progressions, a pass play.
Mm-hmm.
They go back and there's one, two, three, four. These are the four. And he goes, one, two, three, you can play for me. In other words, J.J. often can get to that third one really fast and he'll make quick decisions and throw it. Does that mean he isn't going to have some bad games? Of course he is.
Right.
Does that mean he's not going to maybe throw some stupid interceptions? Mm-hmm. I think he will. I think, if anything, I think he'll throw maybe more interceptions than we would like, but I don't think he's going to play scared. I think he's going to play a lot like Darnold did until the last two games.
And the key, too, is the structure. They built this offensive line to protect him, and I think that is such a huge thing. No matter, I think mediocre quarterbacks can become pretty good quarterbacks if you have a really good offensive line.
And the other things he does, you know, Caleb Williams says, hey, nobody taught me how to watch film. J.J. McCarthy's been watching film since high school.
Mm-hmm.
He gets together, and you know, he said who's the big tackle? Harrison Phillips. He said, J.J. gets hurt. He comes up to him, and he says, when can I meet with you to go over film with you so I can see what you're thinking as a defensive player?
Mm.
And he's doing, I mean, so J.J., his whole life has been, is focused on being a good quarterback, much like Tom Brady. That's what Tom Brady did. He took eye training. Anyway, so I think
you heard it. Corso says J.J. McCarthy is going the next Tom Brady. Four or five Super Bowl titles?
I'm happy with one.
One?
Okay.
Start.
I'm not greedy. Okay. I'm not LeBron. One,
right.
Two,
no.
Three. No, I think that the Vikings will win a Super Bowl with J.J. McCarthy and KOC. I will definitely say that. Well, okay.
I'm on board. Skull, baby. Sign me up.
I mean, and then, you know, I get crushed, but, you know, I'm 65. I mean,
you're kind of a romantic. You keep going back for it, and you get absolutely shattered, and you're just like, give me another lap.
It's part of the joy of it. It's part of it. The pain is part of the joy.
And if you're right, guess what? You said it.
Yeah.
Exactly, and you get
right.
to put that on your resume.
All right, AI. So we all know that artificial intelligence in the law, you know, I'm a lawyer, and mm-hmm. there was this famous lawyer who did artificial intelligence to write his brief.
Yep.
And he gives it to the court without checking it. And there were all sorts of sites. A site is where you say, this is the law. And then you're either going to refer to a statute or you're going to refer to a case
yep.
where a judge has interpreted that law and that will establish the law. And so you cite cases. Anytime you say mm-hmm. something is the law, you have to have some sort of a site that proves that you know what you're talking
yep.
about. Okay. And so the judge's law clerk starts looking at these cases and goes, these cases don't exist. And the guy got yelled at. Well, we had some guy in our office, a lower level guy in our office, did an article, and it's citing stuff that wasn't there. And now we're deciding, do we need to fire this person or not? Because you have to check.
Right.
You know, when you go on AI, you have to. I did one thing on AI, and it was terrible.
Yeah.
So I have what's called AI hesitancy.
So do I.
Okay. And this general... Yes. This general phenomenon often has been described as AI hesitancy or AI reluctance. The typical adoption curve assumes a person who is hesitant or reluctant to embrace a technology will eventually do so anyway. However, they're saying that this hesitancy is almost like being a vegan, that you will not eat meat no matter what they say, and mm-hmm. that we will not do AI no matter what. I think I will do AI. I will just be careful, but I do right. have a hesitancy in doing it.
I think we all will do AI, and
yes.
I do think that hopefully the good will far outweigh the negative, but here's my sample size. You talked about to a much lesser level of citing, you know, legal briefs.
Yep.
We do a thing on Friday called Smarter Than Carter, where it's just a general multiple choice quiz. And if a caller calls in and gets more questions than me, right, I give them a hat.
Okay.
We do a topical. So like, let's say the other week it was the baseball All-Star game. So we had AI write us a multiple-choice quiz on the Major League Baseball All-Star Game. It was riddled with inaccuracies.
Yep.
And that is the most basic level of AI, but that gives me significant AI hesitancy.
Well, mine was we had to do a mediation submission. And you write, you kind of explain your case to a mediator.
Sure.
The other side does it. Then the mediator comes in and he does the Henry Kissinger, goes back and mm-hmm. forth, tries to get you to resolve your case. It's the best way to get cases resolved. So you write these, so they're not really like a legal brief. They're more like, they're more in a narrative
yep.
type format. You cite some cases and stuff like that. And I had, and so I was kind of, and so I had I had AI write it. And I went, but I went in, I checked stuff and I did it.
Mm-hmm.
My partner that I was having the mediation with, he goes, you used AI, didn't you? I said, yeah, how'd you know? He goes, because it was terrible. And he goes, you're a really good writer.
Yeah.
I said, all right. So I've been really hesitant to do it since then.
Right.
But,
so you guys don't want to use it just because it doesn't work.
Yeah, I'm not a lucky.
Yet, you know, to your advantage.
Correct. I think
I don't want to use it because it takes up a lot of energy. It erodes like human creativity, and there's a lot of ethical reasons for it. But if it was more practical, if you were further along, would you be more?
Yes. I do think 100%, I think yes. I need to. It could really shorten time to do stuff. Clients mm-hmm. will start demanding it if we can. But the reason I don't like it is sometimes it takes more work to go and figure out what it did wrong.
Yeah.
And the hallucination factor out there is big. Okay, that's another. We should probably take a break.
Mm-hmm.
When we come back, we'll ask Adam a couple more questions. He'll take us to the top of the hour here on 830 WCCO.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm trying to guess the theme of music. Cookies?
This is French.
So it's going to be... It's going to be international. Is that right?
Anything but English.
Anything but English.
Oh. That is
the
our
first
theme
one we
today.
Have Latino. Now this is French.
Mm-hmm.
Well, good. I'm looking forward to it. That'll be good. Okay. Here's another question. Yep. David Brohm.
Yeah.
You're aware of David Brohm?
I am.
For those of you that don't know, he was the teenager when he killed four members of his family with an axe in their Rochester home, and he was released early Tuesday from the correctional facility in Lionel Lakes. His status on the Department of Corrections website has changed to indicate Brohm has been assigned to a work release. It had previously listed him as incarcerated. He will now live in a halfway house. Do you think he should be released or he shouldn't be released, or do you need more information?
We debated this, Jor and I did, for a good half an hour, yeah. Got calls on it, and this is like my instinct was to say, well, okay, this is an individual who was 16 at the time, mm-hmm. and the law has been changed, and... You know, if he was 25 at the time, I don't think it'd be a question.
Right.
But he was 16. But are there, this is the debate about the prison system, about whether the rehabilitative nature of prison versus the punishment nature of prison. And do some crimes simply go beyond rehabilitation, whether or not, and I think I talked myself into saying that this, yes, 16 or not, this crime is so awful that you hope that this man, David Brohm, becomes learned in prison, betters himself. But do not those crimes warrant him spending the rest of his life incarcerated?
Yeah, and you know, here's what he said. He said, I did not – it said, Brohm has had one infraction in 37 years in the prison. That was when he once had too many people
in a cell. I read that.
And earlier this year, he told the supervised release board that he had a poor attitude during his early years of incarceration, but then began to take advantage of educational offerings and mentorship. And this kind of gets to the point of what's the purpose? There's two purposes of imprisoning mm-hmm. people. One is to take dangerous people off the grid,
yep,
so they can't hurt you. And the other is to punish them
mm-hmm.
for what they did and to get justice. So to me, and you know, everyone's going to say, oh, you're a lefty, this and that. I'm just saying, if, you know, he's obviously been in there, what, 37 years, something
yep.
like that? So he's certainly been off. And so in my line of, if he isn't dangerous anymore,
mm-hmm.
because in order to commit a crime, I remember we learned this in law school, it's called mens rea. You have to have the intent to commit the crime. Mm-hmm. That's why when some people say it's temporary insanity, mental illness, voices were telling me to kill somebody, you know, when that's going on, you really didn't commit a crime. You need to be taken off the streets because mm-hmm. you're dangerous because you could do it to somebody else.
Right.
But you didn't really commit the crime because you weren't intentionally doing it. And when he was 16, his brain was way different than it is now.
Agreed.
So if, in fact, the people that are experts believe that this is a man who's served 37 years and who is no longer a danger to society, I guess I don't have a problem with them letting him out.
Mm-hmm. Is not, though, the punishment part of prison, though, aren't there certain crimes, though, that just...
But they changed that, right? They changed it in his case. They said because he was, in other words, now the legal debt, if this was to happen today, he would, with the law, and he was doing it as a 16-year-old, mm-hmm. he wouldn't be able to get that sentence. I think that's what happened. Okay. They changed the law. Now, that doesn't mean that he necessarily has the right to get out. I don't even know that he asked to get out. I think mm-hmm. they just went to him and said, we're going to let you out.
Yeah.
Now, you can think back to Shawshank, you know.
Yeah.
You know, when the old guy gets out, Brooks gets out, and
right.
he can't survive out
yeah.
there, right? I mean,
Brooks.
So there's all of that, too. So.
And his little bird, too, that died, didn't it?
What's that?
Did the bird go with Brooks, or did the bird stay at the prison
here.
With the library stuff?
I forget about that. All right, one more thing. One yeah. more here. Major League Baseball on Monday placed Cleveland Guardians star closer Emmanuel Clase on non-disciplinary paid leave as part of an ongoing investigation into spot-fixing allegations involving his teammate, starting pitcher Luis Ortiz. Sports books had identified unusual wagering activity on two of Ortiz's pitches this season, being a ball he threw both far outside the strike zone, prompting the pro. Believe it or not, you can bet on if the next pitch is
totally
going to be a
it.
Strike or not.
Totally believe it.
It's. I mean, we did a whole thing last time I was on about FanDuel
yeah.
and FanDuel. What's the other one? FanDuel and
DraftKings.
Are the worst. And I hope they never allowed to do sports betting in this state.
Yeah.
Sports betting in this state, I'm fine. Go to the casino.
Yeah.
Where it's not in your pocket taunting mm-hmm. you. Hey, what's the next yep. pitch going to be? It's absurd
right.
what's going on. And so they there was unusual amount of betting on these two pitches, and the guy throws it 3 feet outside.
Yeah.
I mean, are they idiots?
And thus the problem with gambling and the proliferation of gambling when it comes to professional sports.
And here you have, you know, I always thought that with now that they make so much money, you know, you saw it, the Joe, what is it, Eight Men Out, the movie
yeah.
about Joe,
mm-hmm. Shoeless Joe Jackson.
Shoeless Joe Jackson. And you go back to that, and they were making no money.
Right.
Was their manager, was Wrigley, I think?
Yeah.
He wasn't paying, they were making no money.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
College kids, makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now they're making money.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense. But as long as that should be one of the advantages of these guys getting paid so much money, why would they risk it for whatever they can make?
Because they have the money.
It's the
adrenaline rush.
I need the itch.
Yeah.
But I'll say this, it is bad that a lot of players are off social media because people are like sending them messages,
oh, yeah.
you owe me money.
Ruin my fantasy football.
It's really ruining sports.
Yeah.
It's that, you know, back in the old days when the leagues wouldn't even let you mention
right.
that you went to gamble, Alex Karras and Paul Hornung mm-hmm. were suspended, I think, for a year
yeah.
for being greeters
yes.
at the door of a casino.
Crazy.
It's changed a little bit. Well, thanks, Adam.
You got it, Corzo.
Thanks, Adam.
Good to be with you.
Ask Adam anything.
Yeah.
We solve most of the world problems here at
Every
WCCO.
Day?
Exactly.
We got to get you guys into the cabinet. Take one day to solve everything with you guys.
That's
still waiting on everything else to get wrapped up.
That's exactly right. So, thanks, Adam. So somebody's called and said that I haven't gone on a Trump rant yet.
They're waiting for it.
They
don't want to miss it.
Well...
Nothing's going on either. I'm sure you have nothing to add.
Well, usually when I fill in for Chad, I have a segment called What's Up with Trump? What's Up with Trump?
You is know, it like, kind of the SNL? Ooh,
yeah,
wee.
Exactly.
What's up with Trump? What's up with Trump?
That's
we
it.
Need Kenan Thompson, but that's going to be way too much money for our budget to bring
well,
in.
Well, we got a couple things coming up next hour, including Alligator Alcatraz and Paramount when we return on 830 WCCO.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.